Hello and welcome. I'm Dark Freya and I'm going to hypnotize you today. Welcome to my sexperiment. This recording is a little bit different from my usual work. It allows you to be my little guinea pig in my experiment. In this, I'm going to drop you into a little fantasy in which you take part in a 4-week experiment. You're living in my research lab, but it will be more like a luxury hotel, high-end spa for you. And it's only staffed by beautiful women. And yet, you will be slowly eased into a diet of only sperm. That's right, nothing but cum. While you're in this environment full of beautiful ladies, what is this diet doing to you, even while you're surrounded by beautiful women? There is, of course, another question. After you experience being used to a diet of cum, after dissolving all your hesitations, we will have created this neural pathways in your mind. We will have planted a seed of desire in your mind, and I'm really curious how it's going to grow and how it's going to change your behavior. This little fantasy will leave you with the desire for cum. Keep it in mind that you won't see a single man during this fantasy. This is purely about making you desire to eat cum and nothing else. There are no suggestions to change your sexual desires or orientation. But what will craving cum do to them in the long run? Will it be just your own? Or will you crave some more variety? Are you ready to have a deep craving for cum planted deep in your mind? As you're going to go into a deep hypnotic trance, never listen to this recording if you're driving, operating machinery, or are doing anything else that requires your full and undivided attention. Find a nice and quiet spot where you can comfortably relax, a comfy chair where you can lay back, lay down in a bed, or find another place where you feel comfortable and safe. As you will go into a deep trance and relax completely, you might want to use a nice and comfy blanket so that you stay warm and feel even more comfortable. Make sure that you won't be disturbed so that I, and only I, have your undivided attention. Turn off your phone, let your dog or cat out of the room, and make sure that you can relax and focus on me without any distractions. And while you enjoy this deep hypnosis with me, I want you to be safe. If anything unexpected happens, any situation you have to deal with in order to keep you or your reputation safe, you will instantly and completely wake back up. That's right. If anything happens, you will instantly be fully awake and able to deal with the situation at hand. You will only stay in this deep and relaxing trance with me as long as you're absolutely safe and feel good about it. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be even easier to let go and drift into a deep trance with me. And now I'm going to slowly and gently guide you down into a deep trance. There is nothing you have to do but listen to my voice and just go along. If you just follow my voice and my instructions, there is nothing in the world that can keep you from going into a deep and wonderful hypnotic trance. Just go along with my instructions, and we will quickly and gently bring you into a wonderfully deep state of hypnosis. Today, we're going to use a fractionation induction to get you into a really deep trance and open up your mind to my words and suggestions. Now, before we begin, I would like you to find a spot on the wall or ceiling. It should be slightly above your eye level and yet easy to look at. Have you found a spot that's easy to look at from your current position? Wonderful. And all you have to do now is just follow my voice. And there is nothing in the world that can keep you from going into a deep, relaxing trance. Just focus on my words and follow my easy instructions, and soon you will be in a deep state of hypnosis. Now, with your eyes still open, I would like you to take 3 slow breaths with me. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 30 to 0, and I want you to breathe along as I count. I want you to slowly breathe in while I count from 30 to 25, then slowly breathe out while I count from 25 to 20, then slowly breathe in again when I count from 20 to 15, and so on. And as I count you down, you might already notice how the tension of the day slowly melts away with every number, how your muscles easily begin to relax as you prepare yourself to go into a deep trance for me. And you might even notice that even though I want you to keep your eyes open during the countdown, you might already feel your eyelids growing incredibly heavy. Now get ready to breathe while I count you down. Breathe in. 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25. Breathe out. 24, 23, 22, 21, 20. Breathe in. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15. Breathe out. 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. Breathe in. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, and breathe out and let go. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Perfect. And you can allow your breathing to simply grow completely relaxed and comfortable. You're still staring at your spot, feeling your eyelids slowly growing heavier and heavier with every breath you take. And that's okay, because it's one of the first signs that your body begins to relax. And we're going to increase this relaxation and drop you deeper down into hypnosis. Right now, you can allow your heavy eyelids to gently close for a while and experience how wonderfully relaxing it feels. And before we're really going to drop you deep down, we're going to relax your entire body. It's time to let go of all tension, all the stresses and cares of the day, and simply enjoy this deep state of complete relaxation. We're going to begin with your feet. Just focus all of your attention on your feet and then relax them. Feel all the tension draining away from your muscles as your feet begin to relax. And maybe you experience a heavy sensation as you relax your feet, or maybe you feel your feet growing incredibly light. Maybe you even feel a slight tingling as all the muscles and nerves begin to shut down. However you perceive it, it's perfect for you, and it lets you know that your feet are relaxing and all the tension is melting away as you begin to slowly drift down into trance. And now I'd like you to allow the sensation of relaxation to gently flow up through your ankles and into your legs. Feel the relaxation traveling into your legs, bathing them in comfort and relaxation as all the muscles completely relax. And it feels incredible to relax your body like this, doesn't it? To simply let go of all stress, let go of all tension, and just enjoy this wonderful relaxation. And the relaxation begins to flow up through your knees, relaxing your entire body deeper and deeper. And even as your thighs relax, you can feel your feet and toes relaxing even more. And as it feels so good to relax so deeply, you can even let go of them altogether and feel them becoming numb as they shut down completely. Now focus on the relaxation as it slowly begins to flow into your torso. Your legs are now completely relaxed. All muscles completely loose and limp and feeling incredibly comfortable. Now feel the relaxation completely shutting down your abs while it also relaxes your lower back. And as they relax and let go, some of this relaxation begins to flow up through your spinal column. It feels incredible to feel that relaxation warming up your entire back before it flows into your head and into your mind. And as the relaxation spreads out into your mind, you might feel an intense wave of peace and calm. Just enjoy it, allowing it to melt away any cares or stress that might have been in your mind. This warm relaxation will keep growing in your mind, and with every breath you take, it will grow stronger and stronger, making you feel more relaxed, more peaceful, and completely calm. And as your mind keeps relaxing and drifting down deeper into trance, feel how the relaxation continues to spread through your body. Allow it to extend into your chest, relaxing all muscles. As you keep breathing easily and comfortably, you will find that with every breath in, you are breathing in relaxation. Relaxation that will gently spread throughout your entire body and help you to drift down even deeper. And whenever you exhale, you will find this peaceful, relaxed, and calm feeling in your mind will grow even stronger. With every exhale from now to the end of this recording, this calm, peaceful feeling will grow stronger, and it will gently quiet down all your thoughts, and you will find it easy to let go of your thoughts and just follow my voice. My words can easily become your own thoughts, the only thing in your empty and relaxed mind. And now allow this relaxation to spread into your neck and your shoulders, and feel how all the tension melts away from them as they become so incredibly relaxed. Your entire body is becoming more and more comfortable, and it's getting so easy to completely let go and just flow with my voice. You know that my voice is always there for you, guiding you through this wonderful experience and always keeping you safe. And every single word you hear, every single word I speak, makes it easier to completely let go and surrender to my voice. Feel the relaxation begin to fill your arms, flowing down through your arms and relaxing all muscles and nerves along the way. It spreads through your elbows and further down through your wrists, making your arms so warm and heavy. And finally, you feel the relaxation spreading out into your hands and your fingers, all tension melting away as your entire body relaxes completely. Now that your entire body is so wonderfully relaxed, time to completely relax your mind too and open it up to my control. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 99 to 0. And whenever I count an odd number, I want you to open your eyes. And when I count an even number, you can close them again. All you have to do is focusing on opening and closing those heavy eyes of yours. And while you're focused on your eyes, you might not even notice how every number puts your mind deeper into trance and relaxes your entire body even more. And even if your eyelids become as heavy as lead, I like you to keep opening them until I tell you that you can keep them closed. So get ready to open those heavy, heavy eyelids. 99. Open those heavy eyes for me and focus your eyes on your spot again. 98. And close them again, feeling a new wave of happiness spreading throughout your body. 97. And even if your eyes are so heavy, I want you to keep them open for me. 96. It feels good to close them, doesn't it? 95. It's getting harder to open them every single time. 94. Dropping deeper into trance every single time you close your eyes. 93. Your eyelids growing so incredibly heavy, almost as if you have lead weights on them. 92. And it feels so incredible to just let them close and drop deeper into trance. 91. Open your tired eyes for me again. 90. And drop much deeper as you close them. 89. Getting harder and harder to open your eyes, isn't it? 88. So much nicer to just close them and drop deeper. 87. And yet you open them again, struggling to keep them open. 86. So good to close your eyes. You just want to keep them closed, don't you? 85. And as you open your heavy eyes again, I'm going to help you. I can simply skip a few numbers and drop you even faster and even deeper. 80. And you just drop so fast as you close your eyes. You can feel your thoughts melting away as you spiral down into trance. 75. Your eyes are so incredibly heavy, you're barely able to keep them open. All you want to do is to close them and fall even deeper. Get ready for another fast drop. 70. And as you close your eyes, a wave of lazy heaviness rolls over your entire body. The peaceful sensation in your mind is growing more intense, muting all of your thoughts as my voice becomes your only thought. 65. Every time you open your eyes, your eyelids grow more and more heavy, almost impossible to lift them at all. 60. And you drop again. It feels so good to close your heavy eyelids and fall deeper into hypnosis. By now, you should also feel how heavy and sluggish your thoughts have become as you surrender deeper and deeper to me. 55. It's getting so hard to even open your eyes at all, as every number takes your mind deeper and deeper into my control. 54. And even if we take small steps, you can feel yourself dropping deeper, letting go and allowing trance to take you down. 53. Open those heavy eyes for me. We're almost at the point where you can keep them closed, but right now, I want you to struggle to keep them open for me. 52. So wonderful to close your eyes, isn't it? You only have to open them one more time before you can keep them closed and drop down in such a deep trance for me. 51. Open your eyes one last time for me. Keep them open for me, even if your eyelids are heavy as lead. You know you're almost there, just a few seconds longer. I know it's a hard struggle, but still keep them open. And when you close them for the next time, you will drop into an incredibly deep trance, and they will stay closed for the rest of this recording as your mind stays in a deep trance for me. 50. Close your eyes. Doesn't it feel good to let go and completely surrender to my voice? And you will find that even with your eyes closed, you will keep spiraling down with every single number. As a matter of fact, you will find that now that your eyes are closed, you will experience the sensation of dropping down deeper into trance even stronger and even more vividly. 49. With every single number to drop down deeper into my control. 48. And it feels incredible to drop deeper for me, doesn't it? 47. Deeper down into trance with every number. 46. Dropping down faster and faster. 45, 44, 43, 42, 41, 40. You're dropping down so fast, spiraling downward with every number, step by step. 30, or quickly in big leaps, and it feels good to surrender control and let me take you down like this, doesn't it? 29, as you drop for me. 28. Deeper and deeper. 27, with every number. 26, helplessly falling. 25, so quickly. 24, 23, 22, 21, 20. Completely in my control as I pull you down deeper into trance. 19, and the deeper you go for me, the better it feels. 18, because the better you feel, the deeper you go for me. 17, and with every number, my voice and my words. 16. Entangle your mind and your thoughts more and more. 15. As you lose yourself in my control. 14. As you follow my voice down into trance. 13. As you surrender yourself completely to my control. 12. And you feel safe in my control because you know that I take good care of you. 11. You completely let go of your body and begin to focus only on my voice. 10. because it's my voice that seduces you deeper down into trance. 9, because it's my voice that controls your thoughts. 8, and it's so good to let go. My words, the only thing in your empty mind. 7, as you surrender completely to my control, shutting down your body and mind. 6, and it feels so good to completely fade away, to surrender to me. 5, because your mind is so heavy and it's so easy to let my words guide your mind. 4, and as the numbers approach 0, it's so easy to surrender completely. 3, so easy to let the trance take over and take you down deeper. 2, your mind fading away as my voice becomes the only thing in your empty mind. 1, my control and guidance becoming the only thing there is. 0, as you sleep. You drift so incredibly deep. And with every word I say, till the end of this recording, you will simply go deeper and deeper, opening your mind up completely. You will find that it's so easy to just get lost in my words, following them and allowing them to pull you deeper without ever really falling asleep. That's right. No matter how deep you go, you will always stay with my voice. And the longer you listen to my voice, the easier it will be for my words to guide you. And now that you are so incredibly deep, now that your mind is completely open to my suggestions, it is time for my little experiment. Let me assure you again that this recording will not have a single suggestion towards your sexual orientation. That's right, my little guinea pig. This file won't have any direct effect on it at all. The only thing it will do is to make you enjoy consuming cum. That is all. But then again, can you imagine what long-term effects this is going to have on you? But that's what you're here to find out, isn't it? We're going to make the small little change in your brain, and then I'm going to lean back and watch what's going to happen to you. This is going to be a very interesting experiment, and you're going to be my little guinea pig. Because this experiment has the potential to have a profound impact on your life and your sexuality. I'm going to give you one last chance to chicken out. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And if you really want to get out, you can use the countdown to wake back up again. However, if this experiment is something that you want to experience, the countdown will not only drop you deeper, but also completely open up your mind to all of my words and suggestions. That's right, my little guinea pig. If you decide to take part in my experiment, the countdown will be a signal to your own subconscious mind that you want to open up completely and accept each and all of my words. And this is it, my little toy. This is your final opportunity to get out. Or the time where you open up completely to all of my words and give up control. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. And you are still here. So, you must have chosen to participate in my experiment and to open up completely and totally to all of my words and suggestions. I'm very proud of you, my little guinea pig. And now that you're deep in trance and your mind is so open to me, it's time to begin the experiment and immerse you in a little fantasy. The more you listen to me building this fantasy, creating this world in your mind, the deeper you will immerse yourself into this fantasy and the more real it will become. And just like a dream that feels completely real as long as you're dreaming, this fantasy can become completely real for you. Of course, I always want you to be safe. And to make absolutely sure that you will always be safe, I'm going to give you a little trigger. If at any point, for any reason, this little fantasy becomes too much for you, You will find that you will instantly and automatically wake back up, knowing you were just experiencing a little fantasy, and you're absolutely safe. This is going to make sure that you will always be safe, and because you know you will always be safe, it will be incredibly easy to deeply immerse yourself in this fantasy. So now it's time to just allow your mind to slip into this dream and let it become as real as you want it to be. And in this little fantasy, you are my little guinea pig. You agreed to volunteer for a scientific experiment, and you have been chosen as the first guinea pig to go through this experiment. This experiment is going to take 4 weeks, and for this 4 weeks, you're going to live in a very controlled environment. For you, this is going to feel like a 4-week stay in a luxury hotel and spa, with only one little difference. You have to adhere to a very strict and controlled diet. This day it will change a little bit every week, and by the last week you will live on a diet that is purely sperm. And you're not only living off sperm, you will also be reconditioned to really enjoy consuming it. As a matter of fact, it's going to become your absolutely favorite food. The little twist is that during the 4 weeks, you will only see beautiful women, never any men. And yet, you're going to be addicted to enjoy eating nothing but cum. The question of this experiment is, what is that going to do to your mind? And what is it going to do with your sexual desires? And right now, you are ready to begin the experiment. You're sitting in my office as I explain this experiment to you. I tell you that in the first week, we're simply going to prepare you and, of course, your digestive system for this experiment, and that you can just enjoy yourself and, of course, all the amenities this facility has to offer. As a matter of fact, let me order you a shake so you can try it while I continue to explain the experiment. I just press a button on my desk and order my secretary to bring a nice protein shake. And only seconds later, the door opens and a beautiful woman serves you a big glass of a nice and cold protein milkshake. You take a tentative sip and find that it just tastes like your average sport protein shake, maybe flavored with a slight hint of vanilla. As far as these shakes go, this one tastes really good. Did you enjoy zipping on it while you listened to my explanations? I talk a lot about the scientific benefits of this experiment, but it mostly just passes you by while you enjoy your shake. For some reason, you get a little bit more attentive once I start talking about the benefits of a sperm diet. I talk about how sperm not just contains lots of proteins, minerals, trace elements, and incredibly healthy amino acids like tyrosine, but also lots of beneficial neurotransmitters and hormones. There is, for example, dopamine, which makes you feel happy and releases stress and pain. Then you have oxytocin in there, which helps to release stress, calm you down, and makes you much more open to social interactions. And as a little side effect, it also makes you more open to sexual interactions, which, by the way, goes very nicely with all the pheromones that will increase your sexual arousal levels. And of course, let's not forget the high levels of endorphins in sperm, also releasing pain and giving you a wonderful euphoric feeling. But I see that you finished your shake, and I don't want to talk too much. I will let you be on your way. Just remember, you can't eat anything but 6 of these shakes per day. We have to get you used to a protein-rich diet. Otherwise, you're free to use all the amenities of this facility. You will find that it's exclusively staffed with beautiful women, and they will help with all your needs. Of course, I don't have to remind you that sexual interactions are strictly prohibited, as this would distort the results of the experiment. Short of that, they will help you in any way they can. And I shall see you again once the first week is over. After you leave my office, a beautiful lady shows you your room and then gives you a tour of the facility. It seems to be a weird mix between a hospital, a research center, a high-end hotel, and a high-end spa. And yet, for the next week, you only see the hotel and spa part. As you enjoy your stay, let the experience flow past you, maybe like a montage in a movie. You see yourself, enjoying the stay, relaxing, and having a really good time. Of course, every day you obediently drink your protein shake, 6 times a day. And you get used to it. It seems as if with every single shake, it tastes a little bit better. And you're actually beginning to look forward to the shakes. Just like you look forward to a really good meal. Time flies by as you enjoy yourself. This experiment is really amazing. Nothing to care about. Just a lot of time to relax and forget about the world outside the experiment. You feel so calm and relaxed. This is better than the best vacation you ever had. And every day you enjoy your protein shakes more and more. And then the week is over, and you're back in my office. I start by asking you a few questions. How much you enjoyed your stay here, how you feel, if you were able to relax, and if you had any problems with your diet. All the while taking lots of notes on a clipboard. You answer all my questions, and once I'm done and happy with your answers, I have to admit a little something to you. In order for this experiment to work, we had to make sure your pre-existing biases, be they positive or negative, couldn't influence the experiment. For that reason, I might have told you a bit less than the whole truth. The protein shake you were drinking is, of course, exactly that. And yet, it's derived from sperm. Our laboratory changed the texture and removed all the flavor from the first one you drank. After that, the flavor was slowly, step by step, reintroduced into your shakes. A little bit more with every single one. And for the last 3 days, you're pretty much drinking sperm with its texture slightly changed. The interesting part is that by circumventing your mental bias, we could have you experience the taste of sperm, free of any preconceptions, and you reacted very positive to it. Furthermore, you experience all the mental effects that are to be expected. You're very calm, peaceful, happy, socially interactive, and generally in a very positive and relaxed mindset. I had a long conversation with the researchers acting as your hostesses, and they all agree that it had a very positive impact on your social behavior. You're much more open, more positive, and much more enjoyable to be around, especially compared to how you are before you have your first shake in the morning. You think you should try to be angry, and yet all you can do is agree with the logic. And after all, you did enjoy drinking the shakes when you didn't know what it was. So it would be really illogical to refuse that fact now. And if you're really honest, you still look forward to the next shake. They're just so damn tasty, and they put you into this really relaxed and happy mindset. I tell you that during the next week, the texture of your shake is slowly changed back too, so that it is slowly going to resemble the sperm. It is instead of a smooth and frothy milkshake. Just for a moment, you feel a slight trepidation of the things to come, and yet you're still looking forward to the next shake. just like you did before. And soon I release you into the next week of relaxation and peace, and assure you that you are a really good guinea pig, and that the experiment is taking its course and working perfectly. You leave my office feeling proud and happy, looking forward to enjoy the next shake, even now that you know what it really is, wondering if you had known how good the effects of the calm are on your mental state, if you would have gotten past all the ridiculous blocks you had before much earlier. As a matter of fact, you wonder why you were ever worried about it, and realize how ridiculous it was to judge it before you actually experienced the joy. And then you're back in your slowly developing routine of pampering yourself and relaxing and just enjoying life and the wonderful service you get while you are in this experiment. Time flies by again, as you feel so peaceful and wonderful, just living from day to day and enjoying all the little luxuries. You're barely aware how your big glass of yummy cum slowly changes over the next day. The texture is changing a little bit, but as a matter of fact, it seems to make you enjoy it even more. Having left all your preconceptions behind you, you simply enjoy every single glass of it. You even stop calling it a protein shake and started to refer to it as your glass of yummy cum. And you find that with every day, with every single glass, you begin to look forward to it more and more. As the weeks passes by and you enjoy every single glass of your yummy cum, you realize that you haven't thought about any other food for quite a while. Where at the beginning of the experiment you craved some of what you formerly would have called real food, you get completely used to just drinking your glass of cum 6 times a day and not even desiring anything else. And soon another week has passed by, and you're back in my office. I interview you again, ask a lot of questions about your time here, about the thoughts you have concerning your tasty yummy cum, and how and why you came up with that term. The interview takes quite a while, but you patiently answer every single question. And after all, I have a nice glass of yummy cum for you to zip on while we talk. When I'm done with the interview and you're done with a glass of tasty cum, you're zipping on. I tell you how surprised I am how strongly you react to the naturally addictive properties of the sperm. You're the ideal guinea pig for this experiment, and you help me to generate a lot of very useful data. Of course, it's also wonderful to see how positively you react to the semen and all its wonderful ingredients. You're calmer, more at peace, less anxious. Beyond that, you show improved social skills, and all my fellow researchers who work with you agree that it's very enjoyable to interact with you, especially directly after you had a nice glass of tasty sperm. That's all very encouraging. Now, I think I have to make another little admission. Up until about the middle of this week, we added a drug to your sperm. Nothing to worry about, just something that helps you to enjoy it more and to make you a little bit addicted. We actually weaned you of it from the first day, and as it has no after effects, I can assure you that all the desire and addiction you feel right now is purely your own. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't have used it if I could have predicted how positively you react to a diet of sperm. It was mostly because most men feel a strong aversion to the consumption of semen, and it was just intended to help you. And yet, you're such a good guinea pig and enjoy your yummy cum so much that we wouldn't even have needed it. and could quickly wean you off it. As a matter of fact, you're pretty much the ideal guinea pig for this experiment. Now, before I can release you into the third week, I want you to do another little experiment. I press a button on my desk, and my secretary brings you a small glass of cum and places it on the table. I tell you to take it, but not drink it yet. As you touch it, you instantly feel the difference. Usually, your cum was cold, but this glass is warm. I ask you to smell it, and you do as you're told. You hold your nose over the rim of the glass and take a deep, slow breath. The warmth helps the sperm to release all its fragrance, and your nose is hit by an intoxicating scent. You instantly feel your mouth water, and you desire to get a taste. I look at you, seeing your obvious desire to taste it, and take my time to write down a few notes on my clipboard. Every single second simply increases your desire to drink it, and yet you obediently wait for me to let you taste it. You keep inhaling the intoxicating scent, clouding your mind with the desire to finally taste it. And then I tell you to take a sip, and you do. It's a very different sensation to feel the hot cum running over your tongue and down your throat. It's much more fragrant, has a much more complex flavor profile, and it's just even more amazing. And while I take some more notes, you greatly enjoy the rest of your glass. I tell you that over the next week, you will get used to drink your sperm at body temperature. The increased temperature allows you to really enjoy it the way it was meant to be, so you can really savor all the flavors. And soon you're out of my office, ready to enjoy the next week of peace and relaxation. By now, you're really used to enjoying the sweet idleness here. Time flies by again, and you enjoy your wonderful yummy cum in its warm state, making you feel even better and tasting even more divine. And like a warm glass of milk is completely different from a cold glass of milk, a warm glass of your yummy cum is incredibly enjoyable and tasty. By now, you're not just completely used to it, you really love it. It's something to look forward to enjoy. Even better than your favorite food. But after all, your favorite food isn't jam-packed with beneficial neurotransmitters and hormones, not to mention that your favorite food doesn't have all the positive health effects your yummy cum has. And as you just enjoy the sweet life, time flies by, and soon you're back in my office. I start with the usual interview, asking you how much you enjoy drinking your sperm at the right temperature and making a lot of notes. Of course, you get a nice warm glass of yummy cum while you answer all of my questions, and I take a lot of notes again. Then I ask you how you enjoyed your yummy cum at its perfect temperature and listen while you talk about its complex flavor profile and the deep enjoyment it gives you. When you're done expressing your deep appreciation for the wonderful and incredible taste of semen, I reassure you again that you're just the perfect guinea pig for this experiment and help us to generate valuable data. You expect another little confession, and yet you are such a good candidate for this experiment. You react perfectly to your semen diet, and you naturally accepted its completely addicting properties. We didn't need to push you or to help you in any ways. You're already enjoying semen to a degree I didn't predict. And as you finish your yummy glass of semen, I ask you to participate in another little experiment. I press the button on my desk, and my secretary brings a tray with 5 elegant, long-stemmed snifter glasses filled with delicious semen. As she puts the tray down and leaves, and you stare at the yummy cum while beginning to salivate, I explain to you that while so far you had a nice blend with a defined taste, these are 5 individual samples with different tastes. As you slowly turn into a real connoisseur, I want you to give them all a taste and describe the flavor to me. As I pass the first glass to you, I explain that this is a very neutral sperm. You know that different foods can change the flavor, and this is about as neutral as it comes. You take a whiff, allowing the wonderful scent to fill your nostrils as your mouth waters. The scent is incredibly smooth, and as you take a careful zip, it tastes rich, creamy, and very smooth. Compare it with this sample. It's the effect of lots of pineapple. You take a whiff, and it smells almost like the last one, only that it has a much sweeter note. Letting it flow over your tongue, you taste the same creaminess and smoothness, but there are also distinct sweet flavors. You describe the flavor profiles and the difference between them to the best of your abilities. While you still savor the taste, I explain a little bit about how different foods change the flavor of the semen. You just had some very neutral semen and some that was made sweeter by eating a lot of pineapples. You can also beneficially influence the flavor with a lot of fruits and certain spices like cardamom, cinnamon, and peppermint. I actually have the latter two here for you to sample. On the other hand, you can negatively impact the taste. Certain vegetables like asparagus or broccoli impact the flavor very negatively, as does raw meat, smoking, and of course intense things like garlic and onions ruining the flavor. Just so you have a comparison, I have a sample for you. I hand you a glass and you take a careful whiff. It tastes slightly off. You can clearly smell slight notes in it that remind you of the faint scent of garlic and onions. You take a tentative zip, and it tastes bitter and very unpalatable, making you shudder. I nod at you, taking some notes, telling you that this was a really bad sample. I wanted you to know how different the flavor really can be and how easy it is to change it or ruin it. To make up it, I have some really nice for you. The next sample is cinnamon. You take a whiff and you can clearly smell the cinnamon. Letting it roll over your tongue and focusing on it, you can feel the heat of the cinnamon and how wonderfully it mingles with the rich flavor of the yummy semen. And as a nice little treat, I have peppermint for you. You take a whiff, clearly smelling the peppermint. As you let it flow over your tongue, it's cool and fresh, very different to the cinnamon you had before. You can clearly taste the peppermint, and its fresh taste goes perfectly with the creaminess. You savor the taste as I explain your next week. Next week, you will have tasting sessions like that 3 times a day. You will get 10 samples from one of my assistants, and you will learn how to describe the flavor profiles and even identify the foods that influence them. And with that, I let you go and dive into your last week here. You quickly begin to really enjoy the sampling sessions, being introduced to all the different flavors your yummy cum can have. It starts with simple flavors, only influenced by a single food. But as you learn to describe the flavor profiles and identify the foods, the task is slowly made more challenging. And as the week passes by, you learn to describe more complex tastes. You learn to identify the really bad influences just by their scent, even if they are mixed with other tastes. You learn what to avoid. You learn what to enjoy. You slowly turn into a real connoisseur, maybe even a bit of a sommelier. And while you learn about the whole world of different tastes, your enjoyment deepens even more. You begin to look forward to the tasting session. You enjoy talking about the wonderful flavor profiles and how much joy a good glass of yummy cum is. And soon, your last week is over, and you're back in my office. I ask my usual questions, and you give long answers, happily describing your favorite flavors and how much you enjoy them. You have really become a pretty good connoisseur. And when I talk with you and you describe your experiences, I can see how much you enjoy it, how much you love it. This experiment couldn't have worked out better. Just by giving you a chance to enjoy the amazing taste and wonderful benefits of eating semen without any preconceptions or the worries of being judged, you came to learn how amazing it really is to consume semen. Something you would never have done as long as the silly social restrictions and absurd constructs held you back. And yet, given the chance to experience it, you discovered a whole world of amazing tastes and pleasure. A world you would never have discovered without this wonderful opportunity. And now, the real experiment begins, little guinea pig. Now that we turned you into the perfect semen connoisseur, I'm going to release you into the world and we shall see what these new discoveries do with you. And now it's time to leave this little fantasy behind and slowly come back to the real world. And before it's time to wake you up, I tell you a little secret. You just had a wonderful experience in this fantasy and all the thoughts and experiences associated with it. The secret is that it doesn't matter if it happened in your life or in this fantasy. You thought about it. You started to develop the neural pathways you needed for these thoughts and experiences. These new thoughts and neural connections are now in your mind like a little seed. You had the experience of enjoying semen without any shame or guilt, and you just enjoyed it. And this seed is now in your mind, ready to grow and to slowly change you. I'm very curious what effect this is going to have on you. And now it's time to leave this little fantasy and almost time to wake back up again. But before you do, you will find that your subconscious mind will carefully store away every single detail of this experience. And once you're awake, you will have a vivid memory of everything that happened here. You will be able to recall every detail, every sensation, and every emotion. This memory won't be any different from any other memory. It will feel completely natural and normal to you. Maybe even so normal as if you really have experienced it. It will all be there with you, and you can think back to this experience whenever you want. And when I count you up in a moment, this memory will completely integrate with your mind. It will feel absolutely real, and it will be easy to recall every single part of this fantasy in vivid detail. I will count up now from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, refreshed, and you will remember every detail of this wonderful little fantasy. 1. Feel the memory integrating with your mind. 2. Slowly waking back up again, drifting back to awareness. 3. Storing every single detail so you will be able to vividly remember it. 4. Feel your body beginning to slowly come back from this trance. 5. Halfway awake, feeling so refreshed and wonderful. 6. Become more awake and more alert with every second. 7. Feeling your body stir, your eyelids begin to flutter as you wake up completely. 8. Your entire body feeling normal again. Stretch yourself as you wake back up. 9. And with the next number, you will open your eyes and be completely alert and awake. 10. Open your eyes. Completely awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this little fantasy and the experience of being eased into a diet of purely semen. And of course, becoming a good cum connoisseur. I'm very much looking forward to spend more time with you. Your Dark Freya.